the best place for a green wall is in front of your face. You go out in the bush on the weekend to be with plants. If plants are indoors with you, your working environment's much happier. So the closer to you, the better. Try it. Put plants in your workspace, and there's none in this studio now, and it's bleak. If there were plants on the walls, we'd both be happier. And there's acoustic benefits as well. So honestly, people who say, oh, plants are dust collectors and so on, go and try it. In my lounge room, there's 16 indoor plants. It looks fantastic. Okay, it makes me happy. My office is full of plants, and when they're not dying from the horrible atmosphere from the air conditioning, they make me happier at work. They'll make you happier at work too. Try it.
What about some places that people might not expect? That where would you plan to put them?
Wow, how about stairwells would be good. That'd be fantastic. Well, I think we've all been surprised about the capacity that the system has to remove really high levels of air pollutants. In our chamber trials with particulate matter, we've got a 216-litre Perspex chamber. We're giving it an extreme Beijing day air pollution in there. It pulls that air pollution out within 5 minutes. So clearly the capacity of this breathing wall system we have is absolutely massive. So that leads into some of Sydney's major air quality problems, like traffic tunnels. There's no reason why, with research, that we couldn't integrate the capacity of this green wall system into removing some of that terrible air pollution that comes out of traffic tunnels. Some of the air quality inside the tunnels in Sydney's is around Beijing level. It's extremely damaging to your health. With appropriate use of these green walls, we reckon in the future, given enough research and given enough, I guess, momentum from the government to fund these big-scale projects, we could potentially remove that pollution from Sydney's traffic tunnels. We believe, we're confident we've got the capacity to do that.
Does this wall breathe?
Absolutely. It's unlike your traditional plant walls, which are just basically a bunch of pot plants arranged vertically. This system's got fans associated with it. What they functionally do is they take polluted air from indoor spaces, move them through both the soil that the plants are growing in and the plants themselves, during which the air gets purified, it gets returned to the room. Fantastic. So it does absolutely breathe. It breathes in dirty air and then breathes out clean air.
Is that just the natural processes of the plants taking in whatever sort of gassy substance and then getting rid of it?
It's partly the plants. Plants and also the potting mix both perform different functions as far as removing air pollutants are concerned. There are, I guess, three main categories of bad things in indoor air in Sydney. Carbon dioxide that we breathe out. There's particulate matter, which comes from mainly diesel road traffic, which hangs around the air, goes all the way down deep inside our lungs and causes cancer and a whole lot of other horrible things. And there's also volatile organic compounds, which are like solvent vapors that come out of most plastics and modern building materials. Now, back to the plants versus the soil. The plants are the part that removes the carbon dioxide. So they make us up for us breathing out carbon dioxide, the plants will take that back in and just turn it into more plant. The particulate matter is functionally filtered by the soil. Of course, that particulate matter is not particularly nice, being diesel exhaust. So what happens is that that's full of all sorts of toxins and so on. When it's removed, it's sequestered inside the soil. The bacteria in the soil will eat those toxic materials. Just simply eat it and turn it into harmless, healthy bacteria. The volatile organics, the solvents, they're removed in a similar way. They're taken inside the soil component of the system and they're broken down once again by the bacteria and turn into completely harmless things.
Is it a particular type of soil? Or is it just your generic soil?
It is a particular type of soil, but it doesn't really matter. We've found that pretty much anything that a plant will grow in will support the bacteria that'll do these functions. We've grown them in vermiculite, perlite, all sorts of volcanic materials, which have got no nutrients and no structure to them whatsoever. They still develop the natural bacteria and they perform just as well as soil after a few weeks.
What about the plants? What type of plants is it normally?
Same again. It absolutely doesn't matter. The ones we're using currently are really common indoor plants. They're common for a really good reason, because they survive indoor conditions, which is just a horrible environment if you're a plant, because it's low humidity and really low light and so on. As far as pulling down carbon dioxide, all the palms, so Chemadoria, Dipsis, Howea fosteriana, all palm trees are phenomenal at removing carbon dioxide from the air. haven't tested a cactus yet. They might not work. Don't use a cactus.
So essentially, it's just a potted plant system on the inside of an enclosed area.
Yeah, more or less, with the this system that moves the indoor air through the system to accelerate the process of pollutant removal. The fan speed is very important. We're working with our engineer colleagues who are using some pretty high-tech apparatus to try and get a handle on exactly what airflow rate's necessary. Any fan will work, it'll do something, but you might get dust kicked up and so forth. You might dry the plants out if the fans are on too high. But getting that flow perfect is the hard part. As long as you can do millimetres per second airflow rates, if you can measure that, good on you.
Just first thing to strike to me is, don't plants need sunlight and water?
Clearly, the system has to be watered. It's just it's similar to an indoor plant that requires watering. So all of the large commercial systems that we're working on at the moment will have watering systems built into to the componentry. The plants that have been chosen for the indoor walls tolerate and grow effectively at very low light levels. So with a moderate enhancement of the indoor light, so that they'll have lighting systems. They won't be scary bright or anything. There will be a little bit of additional light built into the system. And that'll be enough for the plants. If you chose Australian natives or plants like that, you'd need much, much more light. We researched that a while back to try and get some Australian natives in these green walls, and the amount of light they require is bordering on impractical. It's really bright. But the ones we're using, just a little slight, more small lighting systems.
And you said as well, in an enclosed environment, say maybe like a highway tunnel or something, when the plants are taking in all that's emitted from cars, it encourages them to grow.
That's a question that we're researching now. I guess we know the system works in indoor air quality level environments. Watch this space. The gear's set up. We're ready to go. We're just waiting for the current batch of plants to reach reasonable level of maturity, and they're going to be put in the chamber of death and subjected to just hideous levels of filthy, black, stinking, greasy air pollution for about 2 months, and we'll see what happens. And every time you go into the lab and try something new, the results you get are always stunning. It's like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. I knew this stuff works, obviously. I've done it for years. But when you do something new and it's so fast and so effective, it's like, what? really? when there's been no one around over the years, I've done some pretty stupid things. Like, this thing's been working. I've thought, oh, let's really stuff it up. Hey, let's give it 50 mils of benzene in the chamber, which is enough to, if you were in that chamber, you'd be dead within 20 seconds. And you come back the next day and it's gone. It's completely gone, and the air's cleaner than in the lab. And it's like, really? That's amazing. It's
wow. Phenomenal.